Hi, good evening, right here in Nigeria, West African time. I'm so glad to be doing this podcast again, Career Exponential podcast series. After over a year, we've done the former series. So today, without wasting much time, I'll be talking on a very important topic here, which is communication skills, a lifeblood to secure that dream job. So communication skills is very important skills that we have, one way or the other, we heard about maybe in our workplace or everywhere we find ourselves. A lot of people talk about this. Or if you are new to what communication skills are about, communication skill is something, it's a very important skill that is useful for you if you want to grow at the top of the ladder in your career in any way you find yourself. So communication skill is a vital skill that every job applicant, unemployed graduates, fresh graduates, including students, need in this particular era of time in order to grow themselves from point zero to be an hero. So here today I'll be sharing out 5 points considering the job seekers out there. If you're a job seeker, this is a very important time for you to get closer, get a book and a pen, jot down some points. So after the program, you could be able to get in touch with me. I'll be able to share out my phone number to connect with me. So we take it from there to have a better clarity on your question. So like I've said, I have 5 points that I'm going to share today. I'll be starting with the point number one, which is have a clear writing skills. Yes, have a clear writing skills. So what do I mean by clear writing skills? Clear writing skills is very important, especially in your area of your CV preparation or resume or even your cover letters. There are a lot of companies out there that also require your cover letter when you want to apply for a job. So you need to have an effective digital communication way of passing your message across. Now the world is digital, so there are some jobs that require you to send your CV, to send your resume online. So going through your CV or your resume, and it won't be a very good one for the employer, seeing a lot of grammatical error, or the way you construct your CV doesn't speak to the job that you're applying for. So it's very important for you to have a clear writing skills. Let your interviewer or let the employer able to read through your CV to understand the points you're passing across. There are some relevant tools nowadays that you can use to have a good grammar or have a better way of constructing your resume. One of the tools is Grammarly. Grammarly is a tool, is an app tool that you can install on your phone that could help in your grammar construction, the way you put down the sentences, especially in your CV in this case. Another tool is Wharton. So Wharton could also help you in having a proper structure of the way you construct your sentence, the way you construct your information, in order to pass the right information to your employer of labor. So that's clear writing skills. Another point that you also need to note about is called the active listening. So being an active listener is something that you must not joke about, especially in the 21st century. So on the point of being invited, let's say you've got the opportunity to be invited for a job interview, your ability to listen well to the question that is being asked of you will make you not to go away from the question being asked. So the interviewer should not be asking you question of A and you're asking another question, saying a question of B. So it's very important for you to pass your answer, pass your response based on the question that is being asked of you. So in the case that you are unable to hear what the interviewer is asking of you, you can ask politely to for the interviewer to say it back or to ask the question again so as to give the right response to the question that being asked of you. Another point that you also need to know about is conflict management. Yeah, conflict management. So conflict management is not necessary when you are fighting with people or you are in a situation of chaos. There are a lot of people or a lot of job seekers out there on the point of being in the interview front. You are asked, let's say you're in a situation of salary negotiation, you need to have a proper way to negotiate the salary that won't go in a particular position of having a disagreement. So you need to be very sure of the salary structure of the organization you're working for, that you want to work for. You can learn about this information from previous employee of the company, or you could go to their website. If it's a structured organization, there are some organizations that share out their salary structure on their website. Or you could go on some website that helps, that do the research for you, like Glassdoor. Through Glassdoor, you could get information about the salary structure, more information about the organization you could work, that you want to work for. So you know the level that they are, so as for you to know how to ask the right salary for the job that you want to apply for. So conflict management skills could work, not necessarily on the salary structure. It could also work in the way of not looking angry. The way you look also matters. Let's say on your way going for a job interview, maybe it's on a rainy day, a car splashed water into your shirt and you're angry, or you have a bad conversation. Let's say you have a disagreement with a colleague or someone that you don't know about. So you should have the same, you have to be very mindful of this, especially when you get to an interview stage. You should know that those challenges you have faced before you got into the interview spot, separate it from one another. So what I mean here is that when you get into interview spot, make sure you have a mindset that speaks with the job that you are looking for, so as for you not to answer the question wrongly or find yourself in a situation whereby you'll be hooked around, that you won't be able to put in your best in the interview process. So you need to work on your conflict management. You need to be someone that listens, that goes around, you know, answering questions in a professional manner. Another point here is discretion and confidentiality. Yeah, what do I mean by discretion and confidentiality? You have to be trustworthy. You need to have integrity. And the information that you're putting in your CV should be you. Don't put details or skills that you are not good, that you are not certain that you can do, so as not to flop on the journey. There are some jobs that require you to have a practical presentation on the job that you are applying for. And the position of doing the practical presentation, and you can't present it properly, then this goes, like, this is a red flag for you. So you need to be trustworthy and have what it takes to get to secure the job that you're looking for. And also, in the position of having a discretion and confidentiality, is the information that you put on your CV. Put information that is tailored to the job that you are applying for. If you're applying for a social media manager role, for example, and you have worked as project manager in some previous role before, you shouldn't put a project manager information or role that you have done to a social media manager role. So every detail that is on your CV must pertain towards a social media manager role. A lot of this is a mistake that most job seekers make. You send the same CV that you have sent to other jobs before into one job, like the one CV you created, you send it for different jobs that you are applying for. And you are not being mindful of the job that you're applying for. You need to apply, if you're applying for a social media manager role, let all your information, tailor your CV into that particular job that you're applying for, so as not to lose the opportunity on that to a serious candidate that knows what he's doing. Another point here is of verbal communication, which I can also call public speaking. How good are you to communicate with other people? Are you the shy type? Are you someone that you can't speak with stranger, new faces? This is something that you need to start developing yourself, because most employers out there won't really want to employ someone that can speak the tone, or that they are not confident enough, like, to speak what they can do. Because there are a lot of good people that can communicate well, even if they don't have, even some of them might not have the kind of complete skill. Some of them learn during the job process. But for someone like you, that you are very skillful, you know what you are doing, but you can't communicate the particular job role or the job that you are looking for, then you lose your chance to those people that can be able to communicate well. So you need to build on your verbal communication skill so as for you to communicate what you do properly. I think like you said, there's 5 points. So this is for job seekers. So if you're job seekers, this is a very important one for you. Can go through the recording, and if you need more information and more clarity, you could reach out to me on WhatsApp, which is 0703889 7368. 0703889 7368. So on WhatsApp, if you need more clarity, more understanding on this, you could put me through. And even if some other career development topics or growth, you can reach out to me in order to guide you through. So at this particular time, I'm very much interested in growth of young people, in growth of people that want to transfer themselves into a better opportunity. So you can reach out to me through the number. So today I will say thank you, and I do hope you secure a great opportunity. So hello guys, this is just an outro. So Career Exponential Series is something I've started during the pandemic, and it's been a while, like over a year, that I've done this, and I'm so glad resuming back to this podcast series. So I just want you to know that there will be a lot of topics ranging not only for job seekers. So if you're someone that you want to go into a project, or you want to develop your, like, have a proper personal development plan, better opportunities, so I'll be sharing out a lot of opportunities for you in order to grow your career and to grow your life. So yeah, there'll be a lot of I'll be inviting some seasoned speakers. Also, I'll come online to share some opportunities for you. So this will be happening every Sunday by 8 p.m. West African time. So for anywhere you are, you can just tune in at 8 p.m. West African time in order to get a lot of nuggets, topics that will help you in your career growth plan. Thank you once again. I do hope to see you in the next podcast series. Bye for now.